Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
incredible, no. Yeah. You put in overtime, overnight, doing everything I like, goes so right, yeah. You hold me close, easy side, look me deep inside my eyes, baby, you want love, it. But nothing can compare. Just take your time. Send chills down the spine. You're one of a kind. I swear I gotta make you mine. Boy, you turn me on. Got me feeling hot. Now I'm really gone. I like my kisses down low. Make me hunch my back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just like that.
She like her kisses down low. Make her arms fall back. When you give it to her slow, baby, just like that.
Chills down my spine. You're one of a kind. That's why I gotta make you mine. Boy, you turn me on. Got me feeling hot. Now I'm really gone.
I like
my
kisses
down low. Make me arch my back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just like that.
She like her kisses down low. Make her arms fall back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just like that.
Down the spine, you're one of a kind. I swear I gotta make you mine. Boy, you turn me on, got me feeling hot. Now I'm really gone.
I like
my kisses
down low,
make me arch my back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just like that.
She like her kisses down low, make her arms fall back. When you give it to her slow, baby, just like that.
Radio, radio, yeah, pops. It is Through It All Thursdays. Hey, and Ms. Rowland said she like her kisses down low. Woo-wee. I might like my kisses down low, too. Shit.
Man, I'm trying to see.
I bet everybody like their kisses down low. It is Through It All Thursdays, and this is Soda Pop Radio. And I am your host, Keyshawn, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, with my co-hosts in the building, Ms. Boo Thang and King from King Enterprises. It is what it is. What is going on with y'all today on this Thursday?
Man, just get through it all.
It's a lovely evening. It's definitely a lovely evening.
Yeah.
I was going right away.
Holding in the pimp car down fast today and I was able to get stuff done. It was a great day.
Definitely was. Definitely was. Man, I got out there in that damn weather about 7 o'clock this morning. I was out there And I didn't get back to my house until like maybe 2:33.
Unfortunately, I was out at 6. I got you, yeah, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
The early bird gets you hurt. I ain't
had a bunch of them.
That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got a bunch of them joints, huh? Okay.
You ever seen that movie Sling Blade?
It's been a great day, though.
Anybody seen that movie called Sling Blade?
Nuh-uh.
I heard of it, and I may have seen it. What is it about?
Oh my God! He's a Sling Blade is a lawnmower blade, and it's what's that boy that was married to Angelina Jolie?
Mark Anthony.
The
white boy
man.
That kissed.
Brad
Pitt. Yeah,
that was nasty on the red carpet.
They kissed Halle Berry.
Brad Pitt.
What's that boy that kissed Halle Berry? Dan something. Oh, okay. I know exactly
what
you're talking about though.
Yeah,
Brad Pitt.
Monsters Ball. What's his name? No, the one in Monsters Ball. The white boy Monster Ball.
Oh, damn.
Billy Bob Thornton. He played in the movie Sling Blade, and he played a retarded misfit. He was an orphan. He killed his family because his dad was doing something to his mom, and he just blanked out, and they don't know what happened to his parents. But he actually, in the movie, he uses what is considered a sling blade, is actually known as a lawnmower blade, and he actually decapitates a man's head off his body.
Oh, man. This just came out? No, this sounds like an old movie, though.
Dude, this has been about 2-3 years ago. This was before Mark Anthony.
I might have to go watch that movie.
Yeah, Sling Blade, that's what it's called. Movie of the night. It's called Sling Blade. Netflix it, Google it, inbox it. I don't care what you do. It's called Sling Blade.
That's one of the movies I had and just didn't ever watch, I think.
That was a very good movie. It'll make you cry. I swear it will. It'll make you cry laughing or cry dying. I mean, one of the two, you're going to die laughing. You're going to cry.
Nope. Well, it's Soda Pop Radio, and it's through you all Thursdays. And you need some therapy to get through it all. We definitely got our in-house therapist in here. Well, yeah, definitely. We got somebody to help you through all your issues that you're going through. Yes, hit us up. 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. And you can get at King from King Enterprise, and he'll help you. All you have to do is just relax, listen to the music, and then when we get online, call King up and tell him about your problems, and I guarantee he has something to help you. It is Through It All Thursday.
Remember that. I am not Buddha. I can't solve everything, but I will try.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Young Padawa. This is Soda Pop Radio, and this is Through It All Thursday with all your R&B needs, and you in the building with King Sean, King from King Enterprises, and Boo Dang. Y'all know how we get down. Soda Pop Radio, ready to pop.
Recognition, it gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. making the mistake I never learned from.
I swear
like the last girl. I just pray that you don't let me down right now. It's too late, I'm already yours. You just gotta promise me hearts won't break and end up like before.
I swear
off your shoulder, barely sober, telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying. And oh, you dance like how, like ballet and no, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before, and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance, and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself, but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while, and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes, and I'm just trying to correct it, and I fall.
Pop radio, radio that pops. It is what it is. Way back, I'm about to say way back when. Is this one of them days? You already know.
Yeah, because it's not way back Wednesday anymore.
You already know. Let's do it all Thursdays. And I'm going through it all today right now. I guess I had one of them small chronic breaks.
You been forgetting to invite me to.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I wonder about myself. That was Zappin' Roger with Computer Love. Yes, that's one used to be my all-time. It's still my all-time favorite by Zappin' Roger. Everybody didn't sample that song. Everything. Yeah.
You know, that's what some of y'all. When I think about Computer Love, I think about back in the day, back in the 80s, when the first computer came out and these big old boxes that were sitting in this big old empty room in the classroom in the school I was going to. And I was sitting there and I would wonder, I would wonder if there was a people that was, you know, I mean, the girl sitting in that one room with me that I actually was going to, you know, say, yeah, that's the computer love I need right there in the computer room. Guess what? but guess what? It never happened because the computer room, the computers was blocking all the girls.
It was definitely that. Well, it's Do It On Thursday, so the pop radio. Radio that pops, you know what it is. And, man, there's been a lot of stuff going on for, in this world. New threats, people getting beat up, people getting jumped, people getting shot, people having babies, people making babies. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But it's Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. You know what it is. Hey, I will definitely going to be bringing some more news on this Korea war incident that is going on that I think is news that we need to follow because we right now are at war with Korea. If you guys ain't been paying attention to the news or anything like that, you guys need to know this stuff because we're definitely at war with Korea. We didn't have them ratify or null the peace treaty that we had with them since 1951, I believe. But we'll definitely going to get into that a little bit later on the show. But y'all know it is Through It All Thursday. And Through It All Thursday is dedicated to you guys to get over the things that you guys need to get over. You know, we definitely have King from King Enterprises in the building, and he will definitely help y'all with y'all mental illnesses that you guys are having.
So if your baby daddy is doing too much to you, or your baby mama, for that matter, is doing too much to you, I can help you tell you what you should do, or in other words, not do, to prevent those things from happening again.
Definitely that. And but you know what, too? It's Through It All Thursday since we playing R&B music. Hey, but we do have a beautiful lady in the building. You know, y'all definitely will be able to peep her out on April 12th at Blue Nile. Yes, Bad Girl Music, Inc. will be hosting a showcase at the Blue Nile April 12th. Y'all get y'all tickets ready. Y'all get ready. You know how Bad Girl, Inc. does it, man. It be thick in their places. When they do their showcases, it be thick as hell. So y'all could definitely see this beautiful girl that I do know. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell y'all something. This beautiful girl is my co-host. Y'all didn't know that? Yes. Check it out. Y'all could check out Ms. Boothang April 12th at the Blue Nile. Yes, getting it in with Bad Girls, Inc. Yes, she's
what?
Getting it in at the Blue Nile. Y'all need to come down there. Hey, y'all can spit y'all game, talk your shit, and swallow spit. But I don't know if she's going to go. That's her. I can't tell her nothing. This is Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. And y'all know Boothang will be in the building April 12th at the
Blue Nile
with Bad Girl Music, Inc. Definitely hosting a showcase, Minnesota Stand Up, with the top 20 artists. Yes, y'all get down there, write it down, take a picture. I don't give a fuck. Put it somewhere. Because Boothang is going to be in the building turning it up. So y'all
they
go down there and
they better,
you
know, take a picture so they can remember the moment.
Yeah, they're going to have to remember the moment, man. I'm telling you, they're going to have to. And then, see, y'all don't know. Soda Pop got things going. Y'all ain't really checked out. Y'all need to go online, friend request, Twitter, MySpace, Google, whatever you want to, King Enterprises, because, hey, we got so much facets, so much shit going on right here. It's gonna make your head spin like you was the Exorcist. Y'all know the Exorcist. You know how she was spinning her head and all that stuff. But hey, you ain't gonna be. Well, yeah, you gonna be possessed by all the stuff that we bring into y'all. It is good. It's a good possession because we want to possess y'all. You know what I mean? I'm a fool sometimes, and I know I just talk shit just to hear myself. But it's Soda Pop Radio, radio that pops. Y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Call up, request your favorite R&B song. If I don't got it, I will definitely get it for you. If you got problems with your baby mama or your baby daddy, or, you know, your baby's mama's, hey, call us and let her know. We here to help y'all. Do it all Thursday. Yeah. All you have to do is just say, what? Yes. All you have to do is just say yes. Soda Pop Radio. Radio that pops. Do it all Thursday.
I don't know if I can be with you for the night. All right. Is that all right? Baby.
You make me so. on my ride, seen you from afar, and I couldn't stop myself from looking hard. You wore these jeans, girl, you wore these jeans, and you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have you for myself, baby. You don't know what the jeans do to me. If you wanna get down on one knee, you've got that thunder, and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans. Come on, come on. Like a death, baby. I don't know the words to say to you. All that I know, baby, all I know is that I'm loving what I see and I'm feeling you.
Soda Pop Radio, Rated F Pops. Threw it all Thursdays on this Thursday night. Y'all know what it is. And it's colder than the pimp's heart out there. Y'all know what I'm saying? Hey, well, y'all know it's about that time. We'll be due around 9:30 all the time. So for all y'all that's tuning in and listening, check this out. Y'all know what's been going on with North Korea. It's been in the news. You know we're at war with them. And you know they already threatened us with nuclear war. Well, in recent news, coming from Jethro Mullen, a CNN updated today at 8:41 p.m., North Korea warns that U.S. bases in Guam and Japan are within range and missile range. Did y'all hear that? North Korea said and warns that the U.S. bases in Guam and in Japan are within range. What they mean by range? They mean missile range? I'm just going to break down some of the stuff that I found. I didn't get a chance to write it out and do all, you know, the report and stuff that I needed to do today because it's been a long day and it's colder than Pimp's heart outside and I was out running errands. But check this out. It says, the North Korean military issued a fresh burst of anomalous rhetoric Thursday warnings that U.S. bases in Guam and Japan are within striking range. The statement from the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army, carried by the North State-run news agency, follows the announcement by the United States this week that its B-52 bombers were making flights over South Korea as part of an annual military exercise. The U.S. should not forget that the Anderson Air Force Base on Guam, where the B-52 takes off, and naval bases in Japan, Cropper and Okwani, where nuclear-powered submarines are launched, are within the striking range of DPRK's precision strike means, the North Korean military said Thursday. Wow. Despite Pyongyang's rhetoric, no U.S. Navy submarines are based in Okinawa or anywhere else in Japan, although they may make calls at U.S. bases there. DPRK is short for Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. Officials say, citing that what is called the United States nuclear blackmail and threat, the North said it too would take corresponding military actions. Wow. So I have my co-hosts, King Enterprises, Danny G, and Ms. Boothang in the building. Did y'all hear what I read?
Yeah. That sounds like a whole lot of garbage. The fact that King Yam Jin's son died, or had died, period. His son is taking over. He's losing face as to his dominance and power. He's already tried to strike with a long-range missile and failed at that, and so he's continued to look like a failure for a second time, but doing it a second time. So now he's trying to, you know, make himself a little bit more beefier and take out things that actually matter. And Japan, the alliance that the United States made with them are very, very subtle, so it would be very easy for him to take out those military bases along those borders because, for whatever reason, they don't need to be there, really, to tell you the truth. United States needs to just back off that country, period, and, you know, just keep their relations. But at the same time, yeah, if he applies force, that's a threat to the United States, and I think it's just a ploy to do something else.
Well, I don't think he's making fruit of his threats. I think this man is ready to go ahead and get this war on the road. But as I keep reading, because I keeping up on his news, because definitely the 1951 treaty, that peace treaty that we have with North Korea, is null. That means it's over with. It's squashed. North Korea said, fuck U.S., and they're like, let's get down. Let's get it in. They're ready to get it in. I wouldn't play with his crazy ass. I know that. If I was President Obama, I wouldn't play with him, because he got nukes. And like I've been saying, he does have China and Russia backing him up.
It's not only that. Those military bases that's on those countries, they're actually going to back the United States, because they're actually, their treaties bound to do so. So you firing on military bases in Japan, you might as well be firing at Japan. And Japan's going to retaliate. So North Korea is a small country. He knows he's small. He just wants to bark at a big country. I mean, I wouldn't blame him, because, I mean, his country is actually oppressed, and he's putting his people in oppression. So, yeah.
What do you think about him having China and Russia backing him up?
He has the U.S. Soviet Republican is what it's called. It's a democratic idea, just like the Democratic Republic of Russia. The democratic idea is to be civil, to be, you know, by yourself, to be independent, more or less. And Russia has that independence just as North Korea does. But, you know, I guess North Korea still feels as though they don't have their freedom. But Russia does, and they're content with it. I mean, Reagan beat them senseless, and now they're just as peachy as they want to be. So, I mean, North Korea is a different story.
Ladies, do y'all got any?
I'm here.
Y'all got anything to put in on that? I mean,
got a basis, and I really only think that, you know, the biggest part about that is this is chess and not checkers, and that man is playing the, you know. What I'm finding out is there's so many more people reaching for, power, so you got to just expect that to happen. He's looking for power. He's thirsty for it. He's going to do what he got to do to get there, and that's just how it stands, you know. That's part of the plan. What do you do? You got to think, though, regardless to a treaty with us, you're popping off at two permanent countries that's right there at you. Mind you, Japan has nukes as well. Actually, they have better nukes than North Korea. You popping off at their country, they don't care if you're popping off at America because they're there or not. That's like somebody shooting at your house or somebody on your porch. I don't care who's on my porch. Bro, I'm going to pop back at you. And that's what's about to happen. He's putting himself in a position that either he's going to win it all or lose it all. And it's kind of a sad situation. As long as he don't hit us here, I don't see Pearl Harbor happening. You got to think, we got a lot more alliances over there than just Japan. You know, even though they got China, we the only one I'm really kind of halfway worried about is China. Because they're the only ones that ever really truly affected us. But I think we got a lot of alliances even around them now from when Pearl Harbor happened. You still have to be prepared to, this might be a catastrophic thing. Maybe it is that world thing. But until it happens, until he actually pop off that shot, there's really not much that he's doing but lip service. He's only
talking
back down.
He's selling wolf tickets right now, huh?
And right now, that's all he's doing. You know, if he was serious, he wouldn't threaten. He'd just throw it off. That's all. Because Pearl Harbor wasn't a threat. They said, America, you're in the wrong territory. Move around. We didn't move around fast enough. They let us know they wasn't playing. It was real simple. That was straight war, and that was straight tactic. They didn't have no patience. he got too much patience. He said it 3, 4, 5 times. We just waiting on you to pop the shot. That's kind of where you at with it. Either he going to do it or he won't.
Well, this is what we going to do right now. We got a lot of callers in queue right now. So we going to go ahead and open up the phone line. Y'all know y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. Press 1 to speak to the host and give us y'all input on what's going on with these new threats that we're getting from North Korea. And I'm going to go to this caller. It's a 612-584 number.
It's on the pod radio.
Hello, caller, you're on air. How you
Hello?
Doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yes, you're on air.
Just listening to what's going on, it breaks me down. But, you know, I personally feel like, at first I used to think of Obama as a puppet because I felt like everybody else surrounding him was telling him what to do. But, you know, at the same token, that's not true because I feel like also on top of that, it's been staged for years. All this has been planned for a long time. So basically now we're looking at now of how somebody else can fix the problem. It feels like another downgrade to me. I don't know if everybody understands where I'm coming from, how I'm saying that, but we was always as the urban looked at wrongly because of stereotyping other type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I know. I feel like it's been staged for years. It's been planned. When you know, Twin Towers, it goes back to Bush's dad. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't quite understand it. Some people just roll with the punches. I live life to the fullest, and I just don't appreciate how it just seems like everything's just, you know, going in a rotation that it's already been done before. I don't feel like this is something that's new. You know what I mean?
Yep. So do you think the president or whatever you want to call him, Pyongyang, is from North Korea, is you think he's selling wolf tickets or you think he's ready to go?
You know what? Honestly, quiet as kept, I think it's a scare tactic. I won't say that it's not an effect, that it can't happen. But personally, I think it's something to scare us to improve the economy somehow. Sounds weird, but that's how I feel.
All right. Well, what's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, oh, how you doing, Nicole? I'm sorry. I should have recognized the voice already.
It's been a long one, and I just woke up, and I got a little depressed just listening because I didn't listen. I haven't been, you know, tuned in to probably what I was supposed to be. It made me want to read a book again.
No.
Like, really?
Well, thank you for your call. Stay online. I'm going to get to another car. I want to bring you back online in a minute, okay?
Oh, sure. Soda Pop Radio. That
pops,
check me out.
Yep. So we finna get to this next caller. This caller is calling from a 651-428 number. Hello, caller. You're on
hi
air.
Hi there. Yeah,
how
hi.
How you doing?
My name is Bree. I'm great. How are you tonight?
How you doing, Bree? So you've been tuning in and listening in.
Yeah, I have been listening. I think I think
so
this conversation is really interesting.
So what do you think about it?
I think that you know, America as a whole, we just like to kind of, I think we push a lot of people around, and North Korea is kind of giving us a, hey, we're here, you know? They're kind of just saying, because the armistice agreement is just like, hey, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to start a war if you don't start a war. And tearing that up and just saying we're in range is like a huge statement. But I don't think they're going to do anything unless we do something, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you previously talked about this, but North Korea and South Korea had a phone line that were connecting each other, and it was actually taken out. And North Korea used to talk to South Korea every day just to tell them, like, how the station was going and how everything was going. And they've actually ruined that phone line. And so they're not only telling the United States what's up, they're kind of telling South Korea what's up as well, which is pretty interesting to me.
Oh, wow. That's new news right there. Did y'all hear that, you guys?
I actually knew that.
Y'all
yeah.
hear that?
They I knocked found that out. Too. I did.
In,
wow.
in that time before, in the time she's talking about, that time actually severed what North and South Korea was. That actually
right.
shared
mm-hmm.
relationship that they had actually maintained a unified Korea, and then
mm-hmm.
it separated itself from North from South.
Yep.
And just the South has a dominant presence with the United States. They will actually go ahead and voyage a forfeiture right into North Korea, right on them, because they have a treaty with South Korea, with America already. So they already surrounded. It's not actually a easy thing for him to be doing what he's doing, because he could be flooded
mm-hmm.
when it's all said and done. And America
mm-hmm.
don't even have to move over there. That's the sad part.
Oh, I agree.
They'll go over there just to supervise, but they won't go over there to do nothing other than tell everybody else what to do. That's probably.
And I feel that Kim Jong-un has a lot of pressure on him, and being such a new leader, I feel like he wants to push his power, not push his power, more show that he's an authoritarian. He's not going to be walked over by America.
Well, and that's what I'm starting to get, like, from all these little countries. You look at Iran, you can look at Iraq and all that stuff. They're tired of the bullshit of what America's pulling. So they're like, hey, we might be a small country, but, hey, this is our shit over here. You can't come and dictate what's going on over here. You stay over there on your West Coast. We'll stay over here on the East Coast. Don't dictate what's going on in our country.
You stay on your side.
And I think that's what's been going on. And North Korea is like, hey, y'all keep on pushing the issues. I got this button right here. Keep playing with me. I'm going to push this button, and we all going to die.
At the particular moment, this is a young king, and he's been thrown into
mm-hmm.
power quickly. And the fact that he
yep.
has so much power, he don't know what to do with it. And as king, you're going to actually play that part of that role to actually just go at it full force. I don't care how big your army is, how many people you might think that might join you, how many alliances you might have. You're going to, in his particular area, I feel sorry for him. I really do. I have to say my heart goes out to you right now, because you're not going to win. It's not going to probably happen. But that's what he's dealing with. But he's a young king, and he's not, I mean, it's not a thing that he's being pushed around. He's actually just being pushed around now because he's just where he's at. They think we're going to punk him. We might be able
Absolutely.
To get something from him.
You know,
that's
how
that's probably going.
We got a history of punking people anyway. I mean, yeah, look, we're moving that way anyway. I think it's one of them preventative motions where it's like, all right, we see what you're doing over the Middle East. You keep creeping over this way. You're slowly moving this way, trying to change the world to your mindset. Nobody has to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that even here in America more so than in an international scale. You know, we already have a huge influence over the UN. We have a huge influence over our international relations. Even in America, it's kind of one of those things where we can do what we want to do, and you can't stop us from doing what we want to do. The part about you doing what you want to do is I don't have to like what you're doing, and I don't have to be subject to it. I don't have to witness it, and it doesn't have to be a part of my world. And I think that's the part that America's got not getting, you know, that, okay, yeah, you're right. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want to do. The problem is you don't have to expect, or please don't expect everybody to like it, because everybody's not going to like it, and everybody's not going to support you in it, and nobody really has to tolerate that you're doing whatever you want to do. And I think it's his way of saying, we're North Korea. My daddy's dead. I don't have time for that. And America keeps your mess over there. We ain't going. It's one of them things where he had to make a decision for his country. We're moving that way. And we're really working fast. I mean, we've been out as far as Somalia. We've corrupted a lot of North Africa, a lot of the Middle East. We turned a lot of Republic, you know, a lot of Republic places, a lot of, you know, royal places into now democracies. It's not really a good look for places that have these far-fetched, these reached back royalties. You know, these are traditions that they passed down from years to years to years. So, you know, yeah, they'll cut down, you know, the first thing you do is cut off relationships with anyone who can tell the left hand what the right hand is doing. He's making, you know, a move. I don't think it'll work. I think he's making a move. It just might not work in his favor.
Well, I know, I hope that it doesn't get to the point where they're pushing that button, because I sure the hell don't got no damn bunker to go to. I don't. So I hope they don't start doing that. But somehow we need some kind of some diplomacy about this situation, because he's not. I don't think he's playing. I think he's going to get to the point where he's like, okay, y'all really think I'm playing? I'm a short guy. I'm small. I'm only about 4 foot tall. And y'all not finna punk me. I don't care if y'all 10 feet tall. I'm finna let y'all have it. And the first place he's going to go to, right, is South Korea, because they right next door. They didn't cut everything out. Then he's going to start out South Korea, and then he's going to try to shoot over to us. But I'd hope that it does not get into no nuclear war, because once they start the nuclear war, everybody's going to die. Everybody in this world is going to die, because they pop off the nuclear war, China's going to shoot their missiles, Russia's going to shoot their missiles. I already know that, was it? Iran is already working on stuff. You never know that Iran might be dealing with North Korea, because North Korea already got the shit. Iran needs the shit, and they might be working together to get more shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's more than possible. Here's the thing, though. America's been, you know, I guess you get to a point where when you're not part of the elitist, you worry about it, because they can care less about our lives. You know, they have plenty of room. For if this happens, for the people they want in America, our American government has set aside places in this country where they can hide from things like this and hopefully survive. All of us won't go. All of us won't be able to make it. They know what they're doing. They're extincting certain things. They don't want certain things there. The problem is, in the long run, what will really happen? The great minds of this world, they've already diluted multiple times over. You know, you still can't replicate the purity of what Egypt was, or, you know, Jerusalem was. You know, there's things that were built and created that are still standing a multitude of years past our time. You know, they can't understand how it was even built without modern technology. What I can say is, you know, as long as it's still going, they're going to still have a problem. And America's biggest problem is we're too busy pushing the little guy and not worrying about our own backyard. And I think, you know, that I not really think, I know that's what he's saying. You're too busy worried about what we're doing over here. You keep coming over here, we're going to go on and let something off on you. It's me at this moment just for sure.
So, Bree, what do you think could be a solution to this situation?
Honestly, this is going to sound kind of morbid, but I don't think that war has a solution when everyone feels so negatively toward each other. I mean, we can't ever find a solution if we can't all, you know, accept each other's diversity. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But if I had to, like, try to draw a solution from this, it would be, I guess, stop being a complete douchebag, America? I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to say that we should stop electing douchebags. How about that?
Oh, dude, I totally agree.
There you go. There you go. Hey, I'm for the run for president. Elect King Sean for presidency. I'm for the run for a presidency. They might shoot me before I even get to the podium.
Oh, my gosh. The world would be so much more just if we could just talk it all out.
I'm saying, but that's I mean, like, us as the people, I'm from the hood to the government in our own state to nationally. We need to figure out how to stand up and speak about what's going on, because we're not, if you guys, we might have elected Obama. I voted for Obama.
I voted for myself.
I got a solution for
all.
Right,
I feel Obama, he's not, what is he for? It's just everything that he's been saying and giving us to us was on point. Even some of the shit that John McCain was saying was on point, but I didn't agree with everything. Some of the shit that John Kerry was saying, I didn't agree with everything. But Obama was saying everything right. Everything right.
Well, he said everything
but
that we
now,
wanted to hear.
Everything, exactly. We wanted
he
to hear.
Us, oh, yeah. He told us everything that we wanted to hear, but I feel horrible for any president because the first 4 years you're elected, you know, you're expected to change everything. You're expected to get our troops out of Iraq. You're expected to make every person happy, you know, and I feel like the second term, if he, you know, he hasn't been horrible. I mean, every president has such a hard time because you're the freaking president. But if Obama shows some promise in the second term, you know, it'd be nice, but I just don't see it happening, to be honest with you.
Okay. Now, how do you feel about this? Do you think, you know what, I'm gonna bring Nicole back in on this because I do want her to answer this question, too. Nicole, are you still on there? You still there, Nicole? Look,
hello?
I want you guys, you still there, Nicole?
I'm still here checking you out in a minute.
Okay. I got a question for everybody that's online right now, my co-host and the callers that they're calling, even my guests in the chat room. If you guys in the chat room, y'all type in to answer this question for me. Now, how would y'all feel about Obama being reelected for a third term?
Oh, man, I knew that was coming.
That's a good question.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to go back to what I said from the beginning because this is why I said what I said. I feel like on top of the fact of everything that he said.
Let's do it like this because we only got like 5 minutes left before the discussion. I'm going to start from the line on down. So, King, you're the first one online. So, give me your answer to that. How would you feel?
I believe everybody should stop electing people, period. If you got to ask me about it, I'm going to tell you like this. Everybody should just stop electing and go back to the 13 original colonies that started this peace treaty that we talked about and when we started elections, and we just start from scratch again. Because, I mean, it's not working out. We need a new game plan. That's what I believe. I think the whole system needs to be scrapped and something else started over again because, I mean, we starting wars that we don't know nothing about. Why are we starting wars? I'm unsafe in my house thinking that somebody's going to blow something up over here. I shouldn't feel like that.
So,
I'm just saying.
So, Danny, what do you think?
Truthfully, I didn't vote for him the first time. I voted for him the second time. If you ran a third time, I would actually campaign to find the right candidate because I keep telling people I feel he's a fence rider. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have the gump to kind of make those kind of moves that he needs to make. The president that I would choose, the minute homeboy would have made a threat of a nuke bomb, I would have blew up his nuclear plant. It would have been simple. I would have wanted my president to say, oh, really? And send the plane. Like, go ahead, let them know what we're working with. It would have been real simple, shut it down, calm your nerves. I don't need a punk, I don't need a fence rider, and at this moment when you talk war, I don't need a negotiator. I need somebody who's going to give me some results. Now, I need you to pay more attention to your backyard and clean up your own yard before you clean up somebody else's yard. So, no, I wouldn't do him a third time. He's too much of a fence rider.
Okay. Nicole, what do you think?
Well, personally, I feel like, okay, well, he started off saying, what he was going to do and this and that, and, you know, telling us how he was going to put so many new jobs and open up new companies and put millions and millions of dollars in places that it needed to be in, healthcare services and all that. Yeah, okay. But at the same time, I still feel like it was staged. I feel like it was planned for everything to go down, and then he get in there and look like a fool. So if he's going to actually be able to have a chance to do what he really needs to do, it's going to take him a while. But at the same time, you got to realize that everybody was just so happy to see a black president and not really paying attention to the whole thing. You got people that are out here voting just because, oh, man, we got black president for the first time. No, it's not the first time. It just looks like the first time. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I still think it's been staged, you know. And I personally would give him the benefit of the doubt because I still look at him as a puppet and he's listening to these white folks, but at the same time still trying to make a difference. The economy is not getting better because they raise minimum wage so they can take more. You make more for them to take more. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But at the same time, I mean, I haven't seen more jobs open up in the last 6 months. I don't even know what to do myself. Hiring everywhere, really? Okay, so maybe it's slowly, you know, slowly, and it's going to take some time. That's just how I feel about it. Everything, your patience is a virtue.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Ms. Boothang, what do you think of the situation? What do you think of what I said?
I feel like the young lady that just got to talk, I feel the same way. Like, shit just take time, you know what I'm saying? I feel like he came here wanting to do all this stuff, but he probably didn't expect it to take as much time, you know what I'm saying, as it is taking. And people like, ah, well, he just ain't doing this, he just ain't doing that. I feel like this shit just takes time. Don't nothing happen overnight. But
okay. Okay, Bree, what do you think?
I agree with these fine ladies. I would have to say that he actually, you know, don't tell my parents. They're hardcore Republicans. They can probably hear me upstairs, but I'm going to say it. I would vote for him again. He passed health care reform. He passed the stimulus. You know, he passed Wall Street reform, ended the war in Iraq, sort of. Yeah, he's pretty much done a lot. He eliminated Osama bin Laden. Like, he didn't do it personally, but a lot of stuff has happened, and I feel like he could do it. You know, he repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He can do a lot of stuff. I just think that he needs time, and he needs us behind him. He doesn't need so many haters.
True. Well, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, hell no, I ain't going to re-elect his ass. You know why I'm going to say that? You know why I say that? Because.
You don't like yourself?
No. If I ran for president, I probably will get elected. But and then I'll get shot. But look, the reason why I say I wouldn't re-elect him, because it's against the law. A president only supposed to serve 2 terms.
We know.
A president is supposed to serve 2 terms.
It'll be a monumental affair if he becomes a third time. It'll be a monumental affair. It'll be going down in history as something that's never been done.
Let me make this clear. Wait.
King. It has been done. We had a president that was elected 3 times.
Four.
Yep.
Four.
That was Roosevelt.
You're right.
So that's the reason why I said that. Now, I know that he probably will get elected again a third term just for the simple fact because of how things are shifting right now because we're going at war. We're at war. So we don't know how long we're going to be in war. We do not know how long we're going to be in war. So who would want to go and try to reelect the president during war? That's not going to happen. That's the same thing that happened with Roosevelt. So I believe that he probably will get elected a third term or a fourth term or a fifth term because by that time, the whole constitution, the whole everything is just going to be in shambles and everything is just going to be crazy and chaos. Y'all heard that first. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. It is Food Off Thursdays with all your R&B needs. And you know what it is. I'm definitely going to get back into this music. But the lines are still open for your Shots album. Y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. Come give a shout out, request your favorite R&B song, and I will try to get it on for you. But I'm going to get back into the music. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops.
Check it. Ladies, some of y'all wouldn't go through some of the things y'all go through. Just took time and think about it for a little while. It won't be our fault all the time. You know, sometimes it be your own fault. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but you know, you thought about it for a little while. Maybe it's the people you choose.
There you go, pointing fingers. Mad like it was all his fault. But if you really let it linger, then you can see how you got caught. Cause somebody had to pick him, and that somebody was you. So next time be more careful, and kindly follow these rules. If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework or your nose is gonna work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. Should've did your homework or you knew that it won't work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. I hope this song can help you. Cause sometimes we don't think. And that's why we got two ears. So we can listen more than we speak. But some people are just bitter. It's really all in who you choose. So next time be more careful, and kindly follow these rules. If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework so you know if it's gonna work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. Did your homework, but you knew that it won't work. Cause a man is gonna be a man.
Gotta do your homework. Gotta do your homework.
Cause a man is gonna be a man.
Gotta do your homework. Gotta do your homework.
Cause a man is gonna be a man.
If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework, so you know if it's gonna work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. Should've did your homework, but he knew that it won't work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. If you're trying to understand a man, you gotta have yourself a plan. And do your homework so you know if it's gonna work. Cause a man is gonna be a man. And if you're mad at a man, he probably did the best that he can. Should've did your homework or you knew that it won't work. Cause a man is gonna be a man.
Just send me. Pop radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda. Pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Let me motherfucking love you.
Got my back.
Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. Through it all Thursday. Yeah, and we going through it all. And it's colder than a pimp's heart out there. And you know, I had to step out for a second, check out the weather. It is cold as hell. It's cold as hell. Y'all know it is. Yeah. Very good discussion we had today. I really enjoyed today's discussion, man. A lot of callers calling in, you know, people on the chat line. My soda pop crew was in the building. Yeah, I'm feeling on top of the world. Elect me for president. King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, running for president. Obama, you better be ready because I'm coming for you. Elect me. Oh, I don't think I can go straight to president. Don't I have to be the alderman or something first?
You have to serve a Senate seat.
Oh, can a felon be a president?
A felon
can't
even
serve in a Senate seat. I won't even make it past the first round. Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops. It is 10:20, and it's time to go for us to go ahead and give our shots out. If you want to give a shout out to your baby's mama's mom, your baby daddy's daddy's moms, or both your baby daddy's moms and moms and daddy's moms, I don't care who you want to give a shout out to.
Well,
y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Y'all press 1 to speak to the host. What a beautiful day. Boo thing.
Yo.
What's going on? What's going on? What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's what?
Feel Yourself Friday. And we're going to blast. We're going to try some shit.
Man, you know us. It's Feel Yourself Friday tomorrow, and you know we're going to trash it or blast it where we play some songs against each other to see which ones is going to get trashed or blast. Some new songs that you guys ain't heard. You know, local artists is trying to come up in the world. See, that's what's up with Soda Pop Radio. Soda Pop Radio is here to have these local artists break their records. We want to bring hits out for our local artists. That's the reason why we made Soda Pop Radio. You know? And, of course, give y'all that real news. You know, not that bullshit-ass news that y'all hear. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about everything. We might even talk about somebody's cranky-ass toe, crusty toes around here. Man, I might be down. Yeah, you know, I might be down in Skyways and see some girl with some open toes, but her damn toenails look like Blanca from Street Fighter.
We might talk about your mama.
Yeah, we might talk about your mama in a toupee that she put on instead of a wig. Oh, senile ass.
You
never know.
It's on
the Pop Radio.
Grandma.
King Enterprises stays away from conversations such as this in this manner, but the simple fact is in this manner, it's very funny and hilarious, and therefore I can be very funny and hilarious, and I don't want to do that because I might hurt souls.
You know what I tell somebody when they soul get hurt? I be like, get your life. This is what I tell these people. Life, like, get your shit together. Like, it's okay. You can take a little jokey joke here and there.
Yeah, this is urban therapy, you know what I'm saying? Urban therapy,
yeah.
That's what it is.
This
urban therapy on Soda Pop Radio. Well, y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Go ahead and give your shouts out. So I'm going to go to this caller first for a quick, short shout out. You will definitely get hung up on at this point in time. If you get the rambling off, you will definitely get hung up. Yeah, I know King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, Mr. Asshole. I live up to my AKAs, all right? So don't get the rambling off because you only got a short time, and you'll definitely will get
cut off. So I'm going to go to this first caller, and caller comes from 612-584. Of course, I think I know what the caller is, but go ahead. Caller, you're on air. Go ahead and give a shout-out.
Hey, what's up? Check me out. I just want to give a shout-out to King Enterprises, Lil Thing, and Mr. Do The Most. I'm checking y'all out, peeping game, and just getting put up on and respecting it. And also give a shout-out to myself, because I love me and God before anything. In a minute.
Thank you. So we finna get into the next caller. Next caller, 651-428 number. Caller, you are on air.
Hey, it's Bree, and I just want to give a shout-out to the Misfits Network. They are the best people, and we're crazy, wacky people. You can check that out at misfitsnetwork.com. I also want to give a shout-out to my sister, Markeisha Brigley, for being crazy as fuck. Love you guys. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling in, Bree. And we definitely were tuning in to her radio station, too. She just started her.
Ain't no catching
and I would definitely be in listening to her radio station, too. Thank you, Bree, for coming in and listening to the discussion that we had. We appreciate that. You gave us some very good pointers and insight of what's going on. So, you know, I'm going to start with the Soda Pop crew. We definitely going to start at the top of my list. So, you know, they say age before beauty, right?
Did that mean you first, old man?
No, they say, hey, nah, I ain't first. I ain't first. They say, hey,
beautiful. Well, I'm the most beautiful time. You know, I'm just saying, age before beauty.
They say, age before beauty, right? I know, I'm a handsome man, yeah. I will, but don't tell nobody that, okay, y'all?
I said, you know, you was well, aged like a fine wine. I didn't mean it in a bad way.
hey, Keith, y'all hear Keith do just say, mm-hmm. He ain't trying to say nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but since you at the top of the totem pole right now, King, go ahead and start.
Be quiet over here. I wanted to say, well, King, I think you first then. Age before beauty.
Yeah. That's okay. King Enterprise is definitely in the building. I'll be number one in this bad boy at Soda Pop Radio right now. King Enterprise is definitely in the building. K Establishment Events and Entertainment. That's K Establishment Events and Entertainment. We definitely can get it in. Hit me up on Facebook, King Enterprises. Soda Pop Radio. Definitely in the building. And you know this.
Yes.
Man.
So we definitely go to the next one. The next one is my co-host that doesn't do the most, but always get it turned up, Miss Boo Thang. Go ahead and give a shout out, baby girl.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just keep it short and sweet. My kids, my people, all our listeners, definitely all our listeners. You know, I love y'all. And our Soda Pop crew. And that's about it, yeah.
So y'all know what it is. The person that, the researcher, the conspirator, the person that will make sure that you on straight and narrow, got the Stacey Adams on point, the person that's going to make sure that if you don't bring your music right, it's going to go in the trash. So you're going to give out Big Daddy G. Go ahead, do your shuts up.
Seeing as King is, you know, King Sean introduced me so graciously, got to shout out to King. God damn, you done lost the asshole today. Anyway, shout out to Downtown Mini. It is dry out here right now. And it's dry, man. I don't see nobody out here hustling or nothing. Like, it's dry. Shout out to Downtown Mini. Shout out to the Soda Pop crew. I love all y'all. You know, all the fans. Man, thank y'all for calling in daily. We appreciate it. You give us something to look forward to every night. And that'll do it for about me, because it's colder than that thing down here.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops. I am your host, King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole. Y'all know what it is. Vote me for president. I'm running for president. I need every hood vote. I need the pimps. I need the hustlers. I need the hoes. I need everybody vote. Don't forget, go vote King Sean. Nah, let me quit playing. But, you know, I got to give a shout-out to God. First and foremost, give a shout out to my whole Soda Pop crew. Shout out to all my kids. Shout out to my girl. You know, we do it how we do it. And when we going to do it, it's Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. And y'all need to tune in tomorrow for Feel Yourself Fridays because, you know, my whole crew is going to be in the building and we feeling ourselves. Feeling. Y'all know what I'm saying? And it's going to be Trash It or Blast It. And you know what we do. Danny G, you already know what Danny G do. If you ain't coming correct, that shit is getting trashed. Straight up. Bring your A game, and we be out here trying to get you that fame. You know what I mean? Soda Pop Radio, Radio Pops, and we up out of here. Love, peace, and hair grease. As long as it's Blue Magic and Murray's. You know what I'm saying?
Blue Magic and Murray's.
Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Want me to push up on it, cause you know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 and Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it, get it.
I see
it,
you, baby.
Work it, work it, work it. Down, down, down. Get it.
Go. Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Song like my wrist beats, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got the secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be not owning this sticky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I'm gonna lick it, lick it, lick it till I hick it. I got that river running, keep you running till you empty.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working about is, look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty, but well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down while you looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't know it off the mound, told me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
I'm thumping, party jumping, show this shit's a perfect tissue. She rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's no fish. She just like an hourglass, see how fast an hour pass. Time flies when I'm on that head, but I won't put out this on blade. Work it like a pro, sitting watching the girl go. Do a thing out on the floor, she bouncing fast, she take it slow. So sexual, incredible, she beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go, I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she twerk it, the way she work it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it, if I do not fit, I'm gonna make it. Girl, you can take it. Don't stop.
I like
get it,
the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down while you looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me. Put it down on me. Down, down on me. Put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound. Show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me.
Put it down on me.
You with it? Do you really wanna? Baby, when you see me,
Attention, all light as a feather, gravity-defying ass niggas. You need to get your weight up, player. It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, I can hear your light-ass chain rattling when you come in the club, nigga. Sound like Santa Claus. Just ching-a-ling-a-ling, ching-a-ling-a-ling. Riding around town in that light-ass vehicle. Every time your cell phone ring, your CD player stop. It's a damn shame, nigga. Your car ain't big enough. Your bank ain't big enough. Your gun ain't big enough. And your dank ain't big enough. Get your hate down and get your motherfucking weight up, nigga!
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.